All who served our country were not in harm's way, and those jobs were equally important in our conflicts. Charles Opperstini of Bryan served during the Korean War, spending most of the time in Newfoundland as a medic. But much of his training came right here back in his hometown at Bryan Air Force Base. Today, Charles Opperstini serves as the commander of the American Legion, Post 159 in Bryan. And tomorrow he'll talk more about that post. But today you'll learn more about Bryan Field. After World War II, the Army Air Corps became the U.S. Air Force, and during that span in between, Bryan Field was largely inactive. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates. Charles Opperstini was at Bryan Field. He remembers.
And, of course, Bryan Field was pretty much desolate at that time, so we had a lot of rebuilding program to do. So I spent a lot of time doing carpentry work in the hospital so we could get it back up functioning again.
Bryan Air Force Base was located where the A&M Riverside campus is now, used mainly back then as a training facility.
It was reopened for pilot training at that time. They started out in T-28s, which was a propeller-driven plane. Had a tricycle landing gear, and after they apparently learned to land with the tricycle landing gear, then they moved up to the jet, which I think was at T-33. This was their final learning phase, and of course after that, then they were transferred to wherever the Air Force needed them, I guess flying jets and so forth and et cetera.
Charles Opportunity recalls an accident at Bryan Field, and the field was really not ready to handle it then.
And unfortunately, we did have a crash and of a T-28. I was manually having to give traction to a person's neck because he had a fractured cervical vertebrae. Pretty hard to do. We didn't have the equipment to do these things, but fortunately, the C-47 came in from San Antonio, and we were able to transfer both the pilot and the student.
Charles Opperstini thought that he would be headed next to Greenland, but instead went to Pepperell Air Force Base at Newfoundland. That's where he learned to love physical therapy.
My goal was when I got out of the service, I would finish up my college education, which I did at Sam Houston State, and then applied and was accepted at Herman Hospital School of Physical Therapy. And I went there for a year.
And for 43 years, he practiced in Houston before returning home to Bryan. Tomorrow, Commander Charles Opperstini will talk about the American Legion. I'm Tom Turbeville from Meese and Associates. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law,
846-9608. Commander of the local American Legion, talked about his service at the old Bryan Air Force Base and then in Newfoundland. But now, his passion is the American Legion. He has come to his hometown to command American Legion Post 159. Charles Opperstini talks about what the American Legion does and what it is.
Veterans helping veterans. Mm-hmm. And that's our primary goal, is to help a veteran who has a problem, to get him either into medical care or into rehabilitation, or somehow help him financially if we possibly can, or get him involved so he can have a job again. We want to help the veterans here locally. We want to also help our youth. We are into a program of Americanism, which we strongly push, and of course under the Americanism we have the Boys State program, which is a good program for kids to learn about government. They can learn about our local state or government. We sponsor Boys Scouts. We also present medals to the high schools and also the junior high schools for kids who push patriotism or citizenship. We also have an oratorical contest, and this is a nice contest which we wish that we could get more young kids involved, because there is, if they win the state champion or the state finals, there's a scholarship there. So they have some money coming. Then from there, they go to national. So they can end up with quite a bit of money. So these are programs that we push. And of course, we consider ourselves as a family, and the family is the American Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary, as well as the Sons of the American Legion.
You got the American Legion, you got the Veterans of Foreign Wars. These two groups work together. They work together very well. But what's the difference between the two groups? Can you belong to both? Well, yeah. Here's Charles Opperstini.
The prime difference is the VFW, you have to have served in a foreign combat zone during a wartime period. The American Legion, we were incorporated by the Congress as a wartime veterans organization, so you could have served here in the States during the Korean War or World War II. Not everybody goes into a combat situation.
Right.
You have to have support personnel to support those that are in combat. So anyone that was in the service during a combat period is eligible for the American Legion. And certainly I would strive to encourage more veterans to belong to the American Legion or belong to a veterans organization. We only represent maybe not even 10% of the veterans of Brazos Valley. And I understand we have 10,000 plus veterans in the Brazos Valley, and we need these veterans to join so we can encourage legislation to help the veteran.
American Legion Post 159, doing a lot of good in this community, and thanks to Charles Opperstini, its commander. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley for Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, attorneys at law, 846-9608.